Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorist Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I'm Andrew.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. You forgot to tell us to record before you muted us. We're trying to get your attention.
Frantically.
It's all good. We're recording. Yeah, stop the show!
Sometimes,
stop the show!
You know, sometimes you just got to throw the boys for a loop and just keep them guessing.
You know the drill. We want your spooky, scary UFO stories. You've seen Bigfoot. We want to hear about it. You got a ghost story. You let us know. Call 1-833-703-0424. And if you've been calling in lots, just sit back this week. Take a listen, because we want to hear from new listeners or people who haven't gotten an opportunity to call in for a couple weeks. So if you're someone that's been calling every week, hey, take a week off.
Not a big deal. And I think just like that, we got someone on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. First caller of the night. What's your name?
Get out of here. I actually got on.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Shane O from Louisiana.
Shane O from Louisiana. Right on, brother. What do you got for us tonight?
I was going to tell a story about the only UFO that I've ever seen.
Oh, you came to the right place.
Yeah, this happened Toledo Bend. It's a reservoir between Louisiana and Texas. About 7 years ago, I was camping out fishing at the edge of Toledo Bend about 1 o'clock in the morning. And, I had a few beers, but I wasn't drunk or anything.
As you do.
So I actually was sitting there, we saw a couple of airplanes, helicopters fly by, fishing, and I start noticing these two lights. It looked like just little balls that are going up and down all around really fast, like as fast as a shooting star, but moves that you couldn't even imagine, like straight down to the ground, then straight back up.
Weird.
I watched these for about 45 minutes. But the whole time, the girl that I was with, she noticed that right above the tree line across the lake, we're probably about a mile away from the other side of the lake, they're just sat. It looked like it was three lights that were close together, but they would change color, and you could tell it was just one object. And these two little lights flew around it for 45 minutes, just as fast as shooting stars. And after about an hour, the thing slowly disappeared and the lights went away with it.
Went on for an hour. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. We watched the thing for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Now, those planes and helicopters you saw, like, were that just normal air traffic, or is there any chance those were military?
Yeah, this is normal air traffic. There's a couple airports around that area. So we watched the helicopters and the planes fly by. And I mean, you could tell they were helicopters and planes. They had the normal blinking lights flying at regular speed.
Right.
But these little orbs, balls flying around this thing, I mean, as fast as a shooting star, but would go straight down to the ground and then straight back up. Like movements you couldn't, a plane or a helicopter couldn't do.
Like when you say to the ground, is that like to the horizon or actually does it seem like to the ground?
To the horizon.
Right.
So we're looking at this, we're on the shoreline looking at the other shoreline. So this is about a mile away, and these little orbs were coming down right above the tree line and then shooting back up straight into the sky.
So, like, safe to say any human on board would have been suffering through some unbelievably pancake G-force.
The G-forces would have been incredible. Just to watch them go down that fast and then come back up, there's no way. There's no way. But, you know, who's to say what it is? It could be aliens. It could be military shit that we don't know about.
Well, I could say, like, the only thing that I could really think of is that maybe you were seeing some sort of, if I'm trying to be a devil's advocate and trying to, like, check boxes of, like, what it could have been before I leaned to alien, maybe I'm going to, like, maybe this was some sort of, like, military drone and they were doing exercises with, you know, and these things are really fast, larger drones, and they're just running them through motions. Just because that up-down, I mean, that... Like now that we see, you know, drone technology advancing and what you can get just, you know, from Best Buy or whatever electronics shop, we're starting to see those kind of things and be like, well, those are drones. That might be a drone. Could this have been one? Like, do you think if you're looking at it from there, like, was there anything else that, you know, could point you away from that?
Not really, man. I mean, like I said, we sat there for a few hours fishing and we watched this thing. The main object stayed above the tree line steady for about 45 minutes to an hour in the same place. But these two little balls, they flew around it up and down, all kind of different crazy directions. But I mean, looking at it, it was as fast as you would see a shooting star fly by, that fast.
Mm. Now, is it possible that these objects were actually in space? Not even an atmosphere.
I mean, you could see stars, but you could tell they weren't in space. I mean, the main object was about a mile away on top of the tree line. And like from our field of view, when I say on top of the tree line, it probably wasn't 100 yards above the tree line.
Right. Fuck, that's a cool, you know, cool sighting.
Yeah, it was just exciting, and that's all I got for you. But yeah. I love you guys. Y'all are the best.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks
that's
for sharing that. Wild. If you were in the area and you recognize that and you've seen those same lights, let us know.
If you yourself are operating hypersonic drones.
Yeah, let us know.
In the air, let us know. All right, thanks, brother. We appreciate the call.
Right on, fellas. Thank you.
Okay, have a great night.
Later.
Yeah, because they do have... We've come to light now in like the war in Ukraine that the hypersonic drones are a thing.
What?
Hypersonic drones. Like multiple.
They have them?
Well, they have been announced that they have the technology. They haven't been said, I don't think that they've been used in the war.
Okay. So if they've announced it, that means we've had this technology for like
10 for a while.
Years. 10, 20 years. Yeah. So hypersonic, I think, means what? Like five times the speed of sound.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. That's fucking God.
Holy fuck.
So unmanned drones that can fly at Mach 5.
Now you strap a bomb to that thing.
I think China even said that they could use these drones to conduct like suicide kamikaze missions against other enemy like fighters. So just knock the fighters out of the sky by flying these drones so fast and just destroying them mid-flight.
Oh my God. Yeah. But, that's scary, man.
Yeah, that's terrifying. That's like that YouTube video from not that long ago. That's becoming way too real.
Which video was that?
You don't remember that? Oh, I got to find it. It's like just, they basically, it was from a few years ago where they had militarized drones that they were showing that they kind of like played people into thinking they were real. And now we're basically getting that technology. I'll try and find it.
They're priming the public with those promos. Yeah. Anyways, while you find that, we got to bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, live, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. No way.
Oh, yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm up links from Ontario.
Oh.
Good old Canadian boy.
Oh, fuck yeah, bud.
Right on, brother. What do you got for us tonight?
So I have a little story about when I was living in Hamilton, Ontario.
Poor guy.
Oh, tell me about it. But I was living in Hamilton at the time, and I was in college there. And I went to a party my buddy told me about. And so we go to this party. He told me it was with some Wiccans.
Nice.
At the time, I wasn't really as well versed in the occult.
Everybody knows, but Wiccans can party.
Oh yeah, buddy.
Oh heck yeah, they can. I got to the places on Barton Street, which, if you're from Hamilton, you know is a bit of a seedier part of town. At this time, the party was winding down. Everyone was going to bed. And I was the only one in this living room. And it is a small gathering. Not many people, just mostly the family and me and my buddy. And so my buddy goes and with his one friend who's a part of the family. And I'm just sitting there in the living room. And I'm just sitting there in this living room, and I see this kind of smallish shadow figure, kind of like, it looked like the silhouette of a stereotypical gnome.
Okay, so short.
So like, were we talking like Keebler, or?
That's an elf.
Same shit, isn't it? Oh no, so a gnome is like a hi-ho.
Yeah.
And it just briefly ran past my line of sight into the basement, and immediately the door slammed closed. And a little bit after I went to bed, because my buddy got back, now he showed me to the room I was staying in, and it wasn't a very fancy place. Sorry.
Oh, that was my bad. I had the stream volume come through there by accident.
I was like, who the fuck was that? Just talked.
No, man. Followed you home, dude.
Oh, heck yeah. It was a really weird situation. I've never really been in that sort of thing. I only had two glasses of wine because I was in a stranger's home. And
that's fucking witch's really wine, brother.
Yeah,
that's
witch's wine. What was in that wine?
Got some worm tail. Some other shit.
Oh, I have no idea what was in that wine, but it was weird. So I went to the room. I guess I was sleeping on the ground, which is kind of sucks, but it was what it was. I had my jacket on, so I used that as a pillow.
Oh, you're not going to complain to people that put spells on you. Just like, yeah, sure, I'll take what I can get.
pretty much. But while I was laying there, I heard a blood-curdling scream from the, I guess you would say, the coven mother or the mother of the coven. And the father came in and checked what was going on, and I was just sleeping on the ground with my leather jacket as a pillow and nothing really else. A little while later, I was invited to sleep on a bed with my buddy. And that was pretty much it for the end of the night, but I thought it was a pretty crazy story.
Okay, whoa. So, like, you guys didn't figure out where that scream came from?
It was definitely from the mother of the coven.
Do we know why?
Yeah, well, yeah. More details.
I wish I knew. I honest God wish I knew.
Did the little shadow gnome do anything else?
I have no idea. The last time I saw it was it going directly to the basement. The only thing prior to that shadow gnome appearing
Why? It's always the basement.
That I blew out a candle because, you know, you don't want to let the house accidentally set on fire.
So you didn't follow the shadow gnome to the basement?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, hell no.
No. The correct course of action in this situation is to, in fact, light the house on fire so it burns to the ground and no one ever goes into that place again. Screaming in gnomes, that's enough for me. Wiccans, you got three things there. It's fucking...
You managed to leave the Wiccan household intact.
Well, no, he's got a gnome. Follow him home. Yeah. We heard it on the phone.
Not without some other things happening that'll say for another time, but...
Did you talk to your buddy? Like, did you say, like, hey, yo, man, did you see that fucking gnome? Did you guys bring it up? Did you talk about it?
Honestly, it was a while ago. It was like 7 years ago. So I don't really remember too much, but I know this. I'll never forget it.
Scream in the fucking shadow gnome.
Oh, man. That's some strong-ass wine.
But it's terrifying. That's just college, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Stranger things have happened.
Buddy, what are you going to fucking Hogwarts? Like, you got gnomes and shit going on.
But thank you guys for letting me come on. Is honestly a real privilege. I only started listening to you guys 2 years prior, and fuck, I've been hooked ever since.
Hell yeah. Woo!
Awesome, man.
Right on. But thank you guys. You all have a good night.
Yeah, you too,
buddy. Too, dude.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Fucking shadow gnome.
I mean, we've all been there though. Like, you remember being a kid and like being in a sleepover and, you know, it's like the parents are fighting or something just awkward's happening and you're like in bed being like, I want to go home so bad. I couldn't imagine it being because of a fucking gnome and a blood curdling scream. That would be like,
I haven't really partied with any Wiccans either. So I probably would, I would have been hard pressed to get there.
We went to school with this Wiccan guy and he was the biggest prick where he fucking all like, mascara and all that played up the part huge looking through the dude from fucking
Angel mind freak
pretty much, but like and he was a big Wiccan and he'd like hiss at you and stuff. Good chance like this guy would be, and he would talk shit too, and you'd be like, oh fuck, I just want to put this guy on a locker so bad. But nobody would do anything because they're like, I'm not risking it.
He could curse you.
Yeah, dude, just I'm like not that doing it. I'm not gonna be the guy. He used to like write people's names on fucking paper and shit like that when he had beef with them. Oh, it was horrible.
He would draw use a stick figure and like stab it. Dude.
Especially for somebody like me who can't not talk shit to somebody. I'm like,
To be honest, I've heard that all lower back pain can be associated to some sort of Wiccan, you know,
poking knife in a doll.
Oh my God. What about hair loss?
Right. Hair loss. And that's why I wake up every morning with a lower back.
Now come to think of it. You know, I had a little altercation with this guy in about grade 8, and that's when I stopped growing. All right, so maybe I'm cursed.
You've been cursed.
Yeah. Fuck.
Interesting.
I need to call that guy.
Get to the bottom of it. Well, we did come to the bottom of, or came to the conclusion that we were hexed at one point.
Absolutely. There's no.
It has to be. It doesn't make any sense that we've beat the odds.
No. No, absolutely not. I will not admit that my genetics are terrible.
Well, I'm going to say like it would make sense for one of us to have terrible genetics, but all four.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call hair loss terrible genetics, but
how could you not? There's no genetic advantage to it. It's just makes you uglier.
It doesn't do anything. doesn't make you a worse athlete. Doesn't make you worse anything. It makes you
your genetics are bad.
It is true. Yeah.
That's only in today's culture. I'm sure there was
take me back to the days. I'm sure there fucking cool.
I'm sure there was times in human history where going bald was a status symbol, and like you were the king. You're going bald.
We're bringing it back.
Well, boys, with this thing, I'm fucking pulling off a serious Iron Sheik. With the bald head and the fucking twisty stash.
Stash?
Not terrible. I might have to keep the stash.
Yeah, you look like you're about to start tweeting obscenities at Hulk Hogan for sure.
I will most likely make people humble, I think. Break some backs.
Mm. Hey, if you're watching live, I mean, the line's open.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought we were just ranting.
No one's on the line.
You guys want to talk about the biggest news of the day?
Let's talk some shit.
Like I said, curse is broken. Oh, two wins in a row. Curse is broken.
Your old Detroit Lions?
Yeah, curse is broken. Curse of Bobby Lane?
Doesn't that mean they have to win a playoff series?
No. We're working our way to that.
Slowly. Okay. Yeah, it's slowly.
Slowly. One win at a time. That's two wins in a row.
Hey.
All right. Here's the thing. Do you want to know why it's broken, though? This is the first time since 1993 that the Lions came back from a 14-point deficit and won a game. Curse is broken.
Good. Hold up. A little bit of cosmic interference. We'll be right back. All right, we got a caller.
That's pretty good.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Is there a topic for tonight? What's up?
A show. Line's yours,
brother. We want to hear what you want to talk about. You got a story? You got a theory? What do you want to talk about?
Well, what about them, them Gators, you know?
Them Gators?
Like the Florida Gators or like the...
Just Gators in general.
Just dim Gators?
Bro, I walked outside. I seen the Gator. He's, just walking past. He was walking his dog, you know? Didn't know what to do.
What?
I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to think of a good topic. I'm trying to stall for time.
Keep going with Gators. I like this.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up? Well, you know, what else about Gators? Yeah,
what can you tell us about Gators? Too.
He's out.
See, those are our Gators. Yeah. Now, when I get a crocodile...
We all know they're taking over the Everglades. Right? That's where they're starting. They're moving out.
I seen a crocodile a few days back. He got pineapple on pizza. And when I mean pineapple, nothing else. No cheese, nothing. Just pineapple. Pineapple on bread and maybe a little bit of marinara.
Ooh.
But...
What's wrong with him?
That's just... I know. Crocodiles, man.
Not into
Can't trust a croc.
No.
They're out there.
No.
Keep going. Keep it going. Keep it going on the Gators and Crocs.
What's going on?
What else about Gators?
I saw fishing a few days back. This crocodile next to me, he just wouldn't stop talking, right? So I said, "Hey, bud, I'm trying to fish."
As they do.
And he was like, "Oh yeah, well, so am I." I was like, that's too bad. You're talking. I don't know.
All right. See you later, alligator. It's been real.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.
Call back when you got something, bro.
Bye.
Yeah. In a while, crocodile.
Hey, good on him. He went for it.
He tried.
Yeah.
If that's all he got, that's all he got. The fucking crocodile's talking too much.
I mean, hey, you know, you can ask this question, right? You can ask my
opinion about crocodiles and alligators.
Talk about.
Stay away from them. Stay away. Don't walk your dog by the water.
They're fucking dinosaurs, man.
Legit dinosaurs.
Stay away from them.
Yeah, I would definitely not want to get bit. Man, those people that like get bit by them and stuff, every so often you'll see like, you know, someone getting their hand death rolled.
Every time I see that, you see those old ass Bob Barkers on the fucking golf course that just like their ball goes by an alligator and they walk up and like smack it in the ass and tell it to beat it. And you're like, what are you doing, man?
Just a matter of time.
Yeah, people are getting way too comfortable with these dinosaurs. Now?
There's no, like, you couldn't pay me. No way. Never. Not coming close.
They sprint.
They're fast. They're fucking fast on land. Like, people forget that. Yeah, they can go super fast.
They can sprint.
They for a short distance, but they can fly.
Yeah.
All right, we got a caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Oh, no.
Nope.
Hang up.
Too soon?
Hung up.
Speaking of, do you guys see that video of that jaguar jumping into the fucking water and coming out with the alligator?
Oh, I've seen that. With a caiman. Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, nuts.
Like
caiman, those are the little ones. This one was pretty big.
It's
a big bastard.
It's not. It's smaller than like a alligator or a crocodile, but it's...
Well, crocodiles are bigger than alligators, right?
Generally, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a caiman's probably still what? It's probably still 8 foot. It's probably still like 800 pounds. And that jaguar just jumps in, fight to the death, comes out, crushes the back of its neck and just drags it out.
Badass.
What's that? Because what's that? What's the channel? Nature is Metal. It's all that crazy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Sometimes it's a little too metal.
Nature is not fair.
I just watched that. I was just watching those where it's like those birds that live on the cliffs. And then it's like David, it's one of the David Attenborough ones, I'm pretty sure. And he's like, the bird like gets to the edge of the nest. And I'm like, what's this little guy going to do? Jump off? Just jumps basically to his death. Just why? Ragdolls down the hill. I'm like, what the hell?
Are this like another breed that's of fucking penguins do, man. That can't fly? Like, why isn't it flying?
That's the rite of passage.
Yeah, and then they just get down to the bottom.
Some of them live?
Yeah, right. Once they get to the bottom.
Caller on here.
Yeah, they're fine.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Good day.
My name's Jared. I'm calling from Australia.
Is this Byron?
Oh, it's not. Not every Australian's named Byron. What's up, Joel?
Not everyone's named Byron, no. Where is Byron, by the way?
You tell me. Us.
I heard he's in South Africa.
Yeah. I'm not even convinced this isn't Byron, but...
What do you got? We got Australia. What time is it there? It's like, 15 hours ahead or something?
It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday.
Oh, fuck. There you go. Right on, man. We don't get too many callers from Australia, New Zealand area, so we appreciate it. What do you got for us?
I've actually got a pretty hectic Ouija story. It's actually for my dad.
But, yes.
I reckon it's probably one of the craziest like Ouija stories I've ever heard, honestly.
Hell yeah.
All right, so basically, my dad was about maybe 12, 13 years old with a couple of mates. And on like a weekend over at his place, they decided to do like a bit of a Ouija. Nothing too crazy happened, I don't think, like... From what he's told me, nothing really happened. But basically, like, they ended the Ouija meeting, whatever. And then kind of just went about doing some kid shit. And basically, his mate, just call him Paul, was climbing a tree. And he was, like, up in the tree quite a ways up and ended up falling and, like, fell, like, into the middle of the road as like a car was coming. Luckily he was fine, like kind of hurt himself from the fall, but didn't get hit by a car or anything. My dad and like his other mate rush over and they're like, mate, like what happened? And he like looks up into the tree and he's like, I was like standing on this branch and was like pointing into the tree where he was standing and there was nothing there. There was no branch like at all. And he's sitting there and he's like, that's like weird because I swear that I was standing right there. And then kind of freaked them out a bit. They didn't take him for a liar, so they were like, we believe you. He was a bit shaken up, so they went inside and they were like sitting in like my dad's room, and he had like basically just like a shelf like up on the wall that was like quite high and it just was like used for kind of storage. And there was a box, like an old box full of like old kind of like books, I guess, like textbooks and stuff from school. And this kid Paul was sitting under where this box was, and this box hadn't moved for years. Apparently it was like collecting dust, like no way it was like gonna fall or anything. But my dad was sitting on his bed and he's watching this box like slide off towards like where Paul was sitting, like directly under it. And he yells out to him, he's like, Paul, move. Paul, like, looks up and sees this box, like, tilting on the edge and, like, jumps out of the way. And as he does, like, it falls to, like, where he was sitting. And then, like, they're all shitting themselves. They're like, fuck this. Like, nah, like, not going to mess with this stuff anymore. Like, don't want anything to do with it. They all kind of went on their way. And then the bit that gets me is my dad's mum went to work on like the Monday following this like incident and basically said that one of the ladies at work was like very in tune with this like whole kind of like spirituality kind of paranormal stuff. She came into work saying that someone's kids here have been messing with stuff they don't understand and they need to stop it now because next time they won't be so lucky.
Oh no.
Fuck.
And my grandmother knew exactly who she was talking about because it was like her son. And then basically like came home that night, gave my dad like an absolute flogging, said like, don't do it ever again. And then my dad went and like told his mates and then like, yeah, ever since, everything's been fine. But, like, yeah, scared the shit out of me when he told me that story. But, like, I don't know.
It's like Final Destination things, like, Ouija.
I think of it like a Ouija crazy. Story, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's some didn't close the board off properly or something, and something was, yeah.
Now, have you never tried to play the Ouija yourself?
Not me, not personally.
After hearing that,
I want to, but it's just like all my mates are shit scared of it, and like the rest of my family's kind of shit scared of it too. But like,
yeah, sound like smart people.
I haven't had necessarily like any like personal kind of paranormal experiences. I know my girlfriend's had a few, but like her house seems to be haunted. Like her parents are like they're from like Latin America, and they're very like kind of in touch with that whole spiritual side as well,
right?
And like they'll say they'll be in the kitchen just like cooking dinner or something, and like the salt will just start sliding across the table, and her dad will like tell it to stop. He would look at it and go, "Hey, stop it!"
Sternly tells the ghost to cut it out.
Yeah, he would tell it to put it back.
He's he probably also knows a way to punish the ghost somewhere. Yeah,
doesn't listen though, so
that's fucked.
But yeah,
man, I don't know. I love Ouija stories.
I want to try it. I got to get out there. I'll do it by myself. See what happens.
Well, here, listen. Next time that there's a fucking ATT Ouija, you can have my spot. Yeah, buddy. It's all yours.
Big thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Thanks for the story.
Fuck yeah. Thanks, brother. No, that's terrifying.
Take care of yourself. Play Ouija.
You too. Bye. All right. You too.
Why are you endorsing Ouija?
I love it. And I love hearing people's stories. I love getting people haunted, possessed, and you name it.
Because you're the one haunting people.
I love it. Nothing brings me more joy when someone gets extremely fucking haunted.
He was brought back by Ouija. He just wants to bring his extended family. Yeah,
you heard? Yeah, you heard about Zozo.
Zelzel. That was his original name. Wait till you meet Zelzel.
Love good Ouija story.
That's terrifying, though. It's like the fact of like, you know, seeing like this stuff move that's never moved before, and you know, falling out of a tree where you think there's a branch. You're like,
this just like terrifying. The idea of Ouija. I mean, we joke like it's a Hasbro board and stuff, but just the idea of like getting a group of people together and trying to summon an entity from a different dimension or wherever is fucking cool.
Like an awful idea.
It's fucking cool.
No, because what if it comes?
Like you probably don't even need the board, right? The board is whatever, but just getting people together and like trying to summon something. Yeah.
And channeling that. Yeah. I think the board is just helpful.
If you all get together and the mindset is we're going to summon fucking Zozo and fight our way to hell, you can do it. You might not come back though. That's the problem. Like what about there's so many missing people. Did they play Ouija? What do you think? You think some people played Ouija and never came back? There's a lot of missing people out there.
I mean,
well, some maybe.
The fuck, some people play Ouija and never come back to Ouija night. I'll tell you that much.
we summoned Ouija. Something that time. That's why. We legit summoned something.
Yeah. The tiniest amount of pee is what you summoned, because that's what fucking happened.
it's always interesting to hear people's like Ouija stories and Ouija's account, because it's like there's always two camps. Like I've done it, nothing happened, and there's another camp of like, no, don't fuck with it. And it's I would love to play with a full camp of people that are like, you know, really. I still think it would be fun for a pod week or something. We get like a actual practitioner to like do a seance 100%. With us.
The thing is, you can't use electronics and stuff because that scares away the demons. That'd be fun.
If we do it and then just talk about it after.
That might be able to convince me to do that.
That would be fun.
Because as long as my fucking audible sobbing isn't for the world to listen to, you know, like live, I'd be a little bit happier about that.
Yeah, the dramatic reenactment we do after we toughen you up.
I'd be okay with that.
100%. We got some slow lines tonight. Lines are slow.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we don't have the fucking moneymaker on. Everybody knows Dan fucking his star shines the brightest on Cosmic Channels. You can't shut him up. He loves to talk. Yeah. He answers a bunch of questions. He's super happy to be here.
Yeah.
People are super disappointed that he's not part of
it. Well, they don't want to, they know that we're too much of a believer, so they want to know what actually happened with their stories. Whereas Dan will Mushrooms. Tell you exactly. Swamp gas. Mushrooms. Not the kind you eat. Just glow in the dark mushrooms. That was the funniest fucking one where he just pulls that out of his ass. Yeah, there's an actual mushroom species out there, if I'm not mistaken.
Some type of bioluminescence. Like,
bullshit. Right. Bullshit. Yeah,
he was right. About he's that. There is a 100% glowing right. mushroom.
There is, and you're like, God damn it!
Yeah, he had that one in his pocket for a while. He's just ready to flex.
He's been, waiting.
Yeah, he's just been waiting. He read that like 10 years ago, and he was just putting it into the universe of like, one day I will need this knowledge.
Well, I might have a little glass of whiskey then. Why not? Top up.
Yeah. Well, I should. I'm going to run and grab another beer.
As we wait for another call, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
here we go. I got you guys, is that the Glenlivet or whatever that you're drinking?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I got the Cold Brew Jameson.
Oh, Cold Brew Jameson. I was going to get on the liquor, but I figured tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to go long again, so I fucking...
No, we're gonna speed it up.
Think so?
Yeah, because you listen back, it dies off.
What do you mean?
After an hour and a half, I think that's peak prime for us.
And then we just didn't... It wasn't as good?
Yeah. Well, then you can tell there's a lot left. And you're like, fuck.
Really?
So either two-parter or...
Okay.
We try and just...
Well, then maybe we'll just focus on a couple theories tomorrow and not do them all.
We could probably just move quicker through the event and focus more on the theories.
Yeah, because we're missing a whole... Like, this whole one, we're not going to do, a background of him.
Right. He's just a guy who had a theory, and then no one wanted to believe him, and then he's dead.
Maybe it's because we forgot a post about this Sunday. That's why it's a little slower tonight.
Yeah, you got to fucking spoon-feed people, you know? You say every time, second and fourth Sunday, every episode, they listen to 60 of them. And they're like, when do you guys...
Weren't you one of the people we had to spoon feed? Why were you late?
Oh, I spoon feed in the toilet. I almost shit myself. I was so close.
Oh, I thought you were driving home.
I was driving home.
Yeah.
And then it hit me. And I almost shit myself.
Oh, and you almost shit yourself.
I thought you shit yourself. Oh. You were like, I forgot.
I legit almost shit myself.
Because you forgot.
It was the I made it.
Myself.
Didn't have time to take my shoes off, sprinted up the stairs, power slid into the bathroom and just got there.
Oh, pants down before you touch the seat.
Yeah, I'm undoing my belt getting out of the car in prep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy, welcome to the club. That's every time I take a shit.
Really? Honestly, that's not normal.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. The last two weeks, just straight diarrhea.
Dude, you got to get that checked, man. That's not normal.
Yeah.
I know it only happens for me if I eat a high fat, a lot of it. And today I had a really moist brisket, a lot of it. I ate three pounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, 3 pounds brisket, of brisket. That's spicy diarrhea. 3 pounds for me. Of brisket. A little bloody spicy.
Where did you go?
100%.
It's Aaron's birthday. So, my sister in law, pretty much. And they, Steph's parents make everyone their birthday meal of choice for their birthday.
When she picked brisket.
Went brisket.
What a fucking diva.
I started the brisket.
That's so much work.
Because after we got back from Austin, I was like, I want brisket.
But do they have a Traeger or something?
No, they just make it in the oven.
Oh, cool.
It's good. The slow roast all day. It's delicious. Mm. Okay, well, no one's called yet, but we'll bring it back. And
all day, baby. No, we'll fucking shut her down if no one wants to fuck.
All right. A little break there. Waiting for someone to call. And you know what? You didn't. Now you got to listen to us yammer on about whatever we want.
There's 22 people. Come on.
What the
Give
fuck?
Us a call. What the hell?
Call us.
Fuck you. Call us. Maybe because we haven't said that. You got a story? We want to hear it. Your aunt's got a story? Something happened to your uncle? Call us. Let us know.
We'll even take a repeat caller at this point.
Yeah,
this guy. All right. We're not going to take a route.
Somebody call. We got
14 minutes, or we're just going to hang up.
Tell
me something.
All I know is the next case file, not next week's, not tomorrow's, but the week after that we're recording, I know Dan's going to love that case file.
We did?
Yeah, we're a couple ahead.
Yeah, we did. Yep. We're a couple ahead.
We've got a plethora of this certain genre.
Tomorrow.
Right. Yes. Started yes, yes. Murder Month. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
And then
I gotcha. I'm picking it
up. Yeah. And I tell you, if you're not already on our Patreon, because you're going to want to watch Dan's facial expressions
riveting
as we get
stuff
into the grisly details. Yeah. Well, it's going to be great.
We haven't had a late night like this on Cosmic Channel since like season one.
I think we dropped the ball. We blew it on the advertisement.
Yeah, we kind of forgot to.
Social media advertising does not reach enough people to make a difference, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. No, like for calls. Say you got 200 post reach.
Listen, Zell, let us blame it on that so we don't feel shitty about ourselves. All right.
Okay. Blame it on. Let's blame yeah, anything. Let's put it in there. Fuck.
Yeah,
this is all big.
They know what we're talking
fault
about tomorrow. They know what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah. They know we're talking about Honey and Barry Sherman tomorrow. And Big Pharma's already. Right? Everyone knows you can't even talk about Little Pharma anymore.
Big
top
Pharma
button topic, but we're taking it on tomorrow.
Going hard in the paint, Big Pharma.
If you're listening, have you heard about the case of Barry and Honey Sherman, the billionaire? Billionaires in Canada who were murdered. Let us know what your theory is. Call us. Tell us what it is. That way we can steal your ideas when we record
some
tomorrow.
Good content.
Got a funny joke? We want to hear it. Ronaldo Jones, no one's too drunk to call.
You're never too just drunk to call. Never. Not even a little bit.
Yeah. So.
Ooh. Brisket burp. Brewing right there.
Yeah, I miss those. I miss those from Austin. Maybe that's where my guts haven't been the same since Austin, actually. That's probably where it's
one more pod trip. One more. Well,
we can do more than one more.
That would be the pre-everyone has a baby pod trip. The last one in that fashion.
Just about everyone has a baby. So doesn't 50% already have a baby?
Well, you don't have a baby yet.
Yeah, but what's the difference? I have a baby. We're like, Brayden has a baby.
It's done. It's
no
cooked
more pod trips. Mm-hmm. That's Benito. It. They're done.
It's over.
As soon as Brayden has a baby, that's it. We can't
no
have
fun.
No more fun. No more pod trips.
Zero pod that's trips after that.
It blows my mind.
I'm calling it.
I assumed we would be going on pod trips forever. Because I didn't think anybody was going to sleep with you. And yeah, now that you're having a baby, it's blown everything to pieces.
Destroyed
it. It's never going to work. That's it. Ruined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking ruined.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I can't wait to have two kids and be like, gotta go. It's my job, babe. Babe, it's my job.
Yeah, it's a pod trip.
Are you making money?
It's my job.
It's not about making money. It's about making content, okay? It's not about making money.
It's my job.
Making content.
It's my passion.
It's about getting drunk and making some great stories.
Oh, dude, time. We had great stories.
The Joe Rogan night was top tier night.
Best ever.
Best ever. Surreal.
Yeah, yeah. It was super fun. Okay. Where do we go?
Where are we going next time?
Yeah, where are we going?
We literally thought Jason was going to beat us up.
Where should we go? Give us some news. Tell us.
We have requirements. One, it's got to be warmer than here.
Oh, every time. I'm not going anywhere.
It can't have snow and ice. Like, just cannot. Because there's.
Yeah.
I'm not paying to go somewhere where I can just walk out my front door and see the same shit.
Yeah, no.
Let's
go somewhere tropical. Yeah,
like I would like to go to Chicago in the summer because I know there's a lot of listeners from Chicago. Some of the most listeners we have are from Chicago. And I
don't want to go to
Chicago. The city of Chicago looks pretty awesome, but I would never go there in the winter. No, I wouldn't even consider it. No chance.
Chicago, no way.
We've been to Texas, we've been to California a couple times, we've been in Nevada.
Florida would be cool.
I've never been to Florida.
There's fucking gators there though. And now they're eating pineapple pizzas and walking dogs.
Let's go fight. Let's go territory. Wrestle some gators.
Orlando would be cool. Orlando was fun.
Do a pod trip around an event. Best idea ever. Honestly.
It's an event trip.
Like go to that like when we were young concert or something like that, or go to another fucking WrestleMania, or I don't know, go to Detroit and watch the Lions play. That would be pretty wild.
You want to go to Detroit? You have to ask me. Yeah, okay,
well that's not. It's a hard.
Like
unless it's Detroit.
No, I would never. I would never go to Detroit in the summer.
Why?
Why?
It's cool. Okay, here I gotta.
I have no interest in going to Detroit.
And then we just cross the bridge to Detroit.
Windsor's even worse.
Yeah, it's not a great place, but.
Okay, I guess if Detroit was playing in somewhere warm.
You're not really selling me.
Oh, God. Don't fucking.
Hey?
Don't even put that in the world because we'll do it. Next time Detroit's in Vegas, let's go. That'd be cool.
If it's early season when it's still warm in Vegas. Vegas in the winter's not very warm. Not snowy, but.
No, remember when we went in January? I didn't bring any winter clothes because I didn't think it was. I thought it was going to be hot and it was like -2. I had to buy like winter clothes while I was there. They were so expensive.
Yeah, I know. Fuck it. We're going somewhere hot. I just want to go somewhere hot.
Let's go to Mexico. That's all that matters. Let's go to all inclusive Mexico trip.
Yeah. Well, and we'll go to some ruins. Oh, fuck, boys.
Oh, that would be fun.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Fuck everything. Let's take the money. Let's go to Göbekli Tepe. That's a trip. Let's go check out Turkey. Let's come back with hair.
Yes.
Done. That's a trip of trips.
I like it.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to cost us, the three of us. Dan's committed to the hat.
I wonder if we can get some type of surgery where they can like weld it to his head. He'd probably be into that, right?
You're not going to need...
You'd probably get some toupee hat.
All right, we got to call her.
Perfect.
Look at that.
It's about damn time.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, boys? This is David and Warren calling from Tampa, Florida.
From
said, fuck you, call us, so we fucked ourselves and we're calling you.
Hell yeah, there you go.
Dig it.
Yes, sir. So we've got, like, I guess, like, a brief story. We have a 7-year-old son, and, like, ever since we've lived in this house, I mean, I wouldn't say it's haunted or anything, but he said some creepy stuff. For example, like one night, probably like a month or two ago, he had a dream. He said he saw a shadow and he could see through it. And he hoped that it was just a reflection of something in his room. They was looking right at him and the face was connected to his face, but it didn't look like his face and the head was like a different shape than his. The way he described it was like far more creepy and whatnot. But also like ever since he was like 3, like he'd say just like creepy things like that he would see in the house. We'd pull up into the driveway sometimes and he'd just kind of point at the house from the back seat and say that he saw, what did he say?
Just say monster.
Yeah.
Just,
monster. Oh no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, he talked about.
Oh, that's some good fun.
Seemingly imaginary characters that he talked about seeing in the house, like this Mr. Popo, he said, who lived in the other dark. Whatever that means.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
What? Hold on. He lives where? The other dark.
So I don't know if he has that like childlike intuition where he can just see shit that's not visible to adults or what. But yeah, just some creepy shit my son said. I guess that's really our story in a nutshell.
Oh.
So I just wonder, like, have you guys maybe like considered adoption?
Yeah. Stop, man. He's demonic.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Be, for sure, something.
Is his name Damien? That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Either way, thank you for taking our call, and we won't eat up any more of your time.
Oh no worries. Good. Thanks for the call.
That's good and terrifying.
And terrifying.
You guys have a good night.
Yeah. You too.
You too, man.
Bye.
You need to start spiking that kid's juice with holy water.
That is a. That's I got a buddy who's got like a kid who says like wild stuff, like they're going to drag you to hell. And then like laughs at him and he's like, wait, what? And it's like, it's terrifying. Having kids, no one tells you it's terrifying.
I'm telling you, my kid, thick veil, just like his old man, little meathead, none of that stuff. No, nothing.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, never. No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Buddy. Yeah, the other dark. That is terrifying.
That's my neighbor's kid. There's a worse dark. He was a little kid. He'd been like, staring in the corners and talking to things that weren't there. And he always talks about an old lady that's in his room that nobody knows about. And it's like, oh my God. I know. And every time the kid comes over to play with my kid, I don't answer the door anymore. And we don't play with that kid anymore. We don't play with that kid anymore. I'm sorry.
That kid's no good.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
No one likes him. It's truly terrifying. I can't wait for Nova to start seeing some weird stuff with all the
portals you've left open. Man, just leaking through Vale.
Out here, boy.
Yeah.
The gold veils.
Mom, just come curse your house. Get rid of those veils.
No, not ever. Nope. Can't do it.
It'll be interesting. I mean, God, just the driving paths be like, monster. I'd be like, oh, now I got to go in there. Just
every time they have a nightmare, it's fucking scary. You go in the room in the middle of the night, it's dark, and they're like, oh, there's something. Like your kid looks at you and it's like, there's something in my closet, or there's, you know, and you're like, well, I'm going to have a look. I'm about 90% sure there's nothing
there.
I'd be like,
we're out of here. Get your stuff.
Like, it creeps me out. Or you always see, like, when you look at the monitor, always see something kind of like float by the fucking, you know, the camera, and you're just like, ooh.
What is that?
I can't tell you how many times I've just felt weird and like gone into his room and just like been in there because I'm like, I fucking just have a little bit of anxiety. Fucking weird.
Something's in here.
Dude, honestly, it's a horrible feeling.
I know what you're talking about with the, like, you get those little like floaters and the cam.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is that?
Yeah. Or just like every once in a while, there's a noise. A
little creak.
And you're like, yeah, man. You're like, fuck. Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm. Can't wait.
Well, so far she hasn't talked, so hasn't said anything too terrifying.
It's funny though, because no matter how much of like a giant coward you are, though, you're gonna lay down for your kid. You'll be like, okay, whatever.
If I gotta go toe to toe with Zozo, then yeah, you gotta go toe to toe.
Oh, buddy, for sure.
And you just get shredded and murdered.
Yeah, well, just as long as they have enough time to run away.
Yep.
I'm good with that.
I got life insurance, and I don't think there's a demonic death clause, so I'm all right.
Yeah.
They'll be set.
Yeah.
My life is worth $1 million to them.
Yeah.
At least I could pay off the house. Set them up.
$1 million.
If I die at work, my family gets $150.
I've secretly taken a life insurance out on you guys through Big Theory as well, just in case.
That's smart. It's a good vet.
Doubled it. Yeah.
Wasn't there a story about Walmart taking insurance policies out on their own employees and then not paying them the money? That came up a long time ago, I remember.
That's
phenomenal. Have you seen the people that greet you when you come in? It looks like they have minutes to live.
And 400 pounds.
Right?
Like they are there on death's door. And then they take insurance, probably really expensive insurance policies too when you're old like that. Life insurance is fucking...
Yeah. They got the hiring manager bringing you into the... like, oh, yeah, just for the Walmart physical. And they, like, look them up down there. Like, yeah.
No,
you're perfect.
No resume needed.
You're hired. Yeah. Yeah, they approach you. If you look ill enough at Walmart, like, Zell, I bet they hand you applications.
You don't have any life in your body.
Looking like a ghost. They're like, hey, how would you... like a career at Walmart.
They probably, it's not bad. Worst jobs out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have to do a lot. Just stand there.
I don't know. You have to deal with people, and that's...
You have to deal with the people of Walmart.
Which is tough. My hat's off to people who work at Walmart. Absolutely.
All right, well, no one's calling in. So we're going to wrap this one up. So if you're listening to the podcast version of this, just know if you can't make the live show... If you can't call in live, leave a voicemail. Call 1-833-703-0424. Leave a voicemail or just record it on your phone and send it to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com or write a story. Whatever. If you got it, we'll read it out.
Yeah, we'll read it here.
So if we get enough recorded of those voicemails and stories, if we get a night like this where it's a little low, we can plug a couple of those in for the next one. But until then, you know what to do. Call back. Second and fourth Sunday of every month. Second and fourth.
Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts. Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio, meteor-recording.com. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.